My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a church in Cologne, Germany contains 4 decorated panels. The first panel shows 6 stone jars to recall Jesus changing of water into wine. And the second panel shows 5 loaves and 2 fish to recall feeding of the 5,000 and the promise he makes in today's gospel. The third panel shows the Last Supper when Jesus fulfilled his promise. And the fourth shows the Emmaus event when the 2 disciples encounter Jesus in the breaking of the bread. My dear brothers and sisters, few works of art give a better summary of the Eucharist, recalling how it was prefigured at Cana, promised at Capernaum, instituted at Jerusalem, and celebrated at Emmaus. The gospel today continues the discourse on I am the living bread. Jesus says, "The bread that I will give you is my flesh." Jesus hits an unacceptable note when he tells this to his disciples, straight to the crowd. First, flesh here means weakness and vulnerability. Even Jesus accepts the human condition with its share and discouragement, pain and despair. Second, flesh is also what draws us together in our common dependence or submission to God. My dear brothers and sisters, all of us are related to Jesus and with one another because Jesus has shared in our humanity and has poured out his blood for all of us. Painfully aware of his limitation, a Dutch spiritual author of our times has written this, I quote, "I am saying I am weak, I am very weak, broken, sinful, fragile, and short-living person, but I rejoice in it. I stand under the cross of my own suffering or of God's suffering, but I can stand. I don't have to fall apart. I stand with my head erect." The question for us to reflect today, my dear brothers and sisters, is this: what motivates us to eat at the Lord's Supper? What motivates us to accept the bread of life in this Holy Eucharist? Jesus of Nazareth requests your presence at a meal to be given in his honor. Amen.